Welcome to Christian Medical and Dental Association's chapel. We trust this message will encourage your walk with the Lord.
So last year, those of you who are here with us in January probably will remember that as we came up with a very creative theme for our national convention, and in December a Bonhoeffer movie came out, I decided to use all my chapel capital on focused on the theme of the national convention. And I decided that it was nice for me to do that last year and get me excited about the national convention, that I'd do it again this year, only not the same theme. We have a different theme. And this year the theme is from Psalm 121. Appreciate the meeting group that came up with this theme that's from Psalm 121. I've decided to put this in three parts. I have three chapels between now and the national convention. And so this first part, I'm not going to take so much of a deep dive into the psalm that we derive our theme from, which is lift up your eyes. Right, Hannah? Have I got that right? Lift up your eyes. But I thought I would, this first chapel, talk about the context from which Psalm 121 comes from and call this today, we're on pilgrimage together. We're beginning a pilgrimage together, CMDA. But before I do that, some of my Christmas memories from this year. I got to spend some time with kids and grandkids. I've got two of them. And my son and I got to go on our first ever road trip since our 4-plus-year-old granddaughter was born. He's a very doting father. I was telling Jean that Stephen has never left his daughter behind for a night since the day she was born until he went to Indianapolis so that we could watch the Colts get ousted in a home game, their last home game. So this is my son Stephen and our grandson, Baby Bear, on his shoulders. And then I had a chance to be with my mom for a day up in Indianapolis as well while I was there. She's 85, and those are my two biological brothers. I have two adopted brothers and a younger adopted sister as well. But she's been a widow now for the last couple of years. So it was good. I'm sure these represent pictures that probably many of you took over the last few weeks as you were with your families. So, believe it or not, this is a view that can be had on a good day from Loveland, Colorado, where we're going to be having our national convention. I found this online. Loveland Pass is near here. And there's our nice graphic that I think that Sammy, Mandy, put, and maybe Hannah, but I think Sammy put together. Lift up your eyes from Psalm 121. A little preview on February 10th will be part two, and this year I've decided someone gave me a book. Tozer, A.W. Tozer, who died the year I was born, 1963, has become, for this season of my life, my favorite author, who hits bullseyes on my heart. And so, sorry folks, those of you who like my little $10 chicken gift certificates for your birthday, I'm going to be giving out a book this year instead, and that's this book, The Pursuit of God, by A.W. Tozer, on your birthday. As soon as I get the books, I've ordered them. But I'm entitling next month's chapel, The Gaze of the Soul. Look up, The Gaze of the Soul on the Mighty One. And then part three will be the end of March, The Lord Who Watches, a name of God that's not very common. In fact, I couldn't even find it in Tony Evans' book about all of God's names. But it is the name of God in Hebrew that I want to talk about because it's all throughout Scripture. But today, part one, a section of the Psalms from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134 that I frankly have never studied before in my life. I've known they existed. I've memorized two or three of them, but I didn't know them as a group called the Psalms of Ascent. I'm guessing that some folks who are preachers here in the room, especially Gene, have probably preached series on the Psalms of Ascent. But Psalm 120 through 134, and almost as if she saw it coming, and Nicole, if you're online today with us, thank you. But Nicole, as a gift to us for hosting her before the Christmas party, gave Pam and I a pictorial New Living Translation book about the Psalms this year. And so I was able to use that in preparation for this chapel. Beautiful book on the Psalms that is not that old. Psalm 120 through 134, the songs or psalms of ascent. Why are they called psalms of ascent? Each of these psalms carries this superscription in your Bibles. And a couple of them have names on them. Most of them don't. One says a Psalm of David. One says a Psalm of Solomon. Most of them we don't know where they came from. The word ascent likely means going up in more than one sense. A geographical ascent, Jerusalem sits high in the Judean hills. No matter where one came from in Israel, worshipers always went up to Jerusalem. Spiritual ascent, these psalms trace a movement from distress and longing to confidence, blessing, and peace. And then finally, there's a liturgical ascent. These actually were assembled probably after the Babylonian captivity. Something I didn't know as I was doing the research, because of some comments in various psalms about captivity. Some scholars believe that they were assembled after the Israelites came back from exile. So this is a picture. It doesn't actually show the main highway that our Israel tours with Jeremy Bigelow leading us, but this is off to your left would be east and down to Jericho, the road to Jericho, and to your right is up into the Judean hills, up and down until you see this awesome view of Jerusalem on the tour, which I've had a chance to do one time. But Psalm 125, one of these psalms of ascent says, just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forever. So in brief, I want to talk about this, our vocational calling, what God has called us to do, and for this chapter in our lives. And for some of us, it's been three different chapters. Like George has had three chapters of service at CMDA. Some of you two, and for some of us one. Some of you have been here a very, very long time. And some of you just a couple of months or so. But this calling is pilgrimage together at CMDA to be faithful on the way. So Psalm 120 is about how the call begins, leaving familiar ground. Psalm 121, which is going to be the main focus over these couple of chapels, is learning dependence upon God, developing trust while you're on the road, the journey to Jerusalem, help, watchful care, and faith developed. Psalm 122 is about a shared purpose while we're on this pilgrimage, this journey, and we get reoriented as a community. This is not a one individual libertarian pilgrimage. We are on pilgrimage together. And then over time, most of the Psalms, this particular author attributes or puts the theme faithfulness over time from 123 to 128, perseverance in the ordinary long parts of our lives. And then Psalm 129 through 133, faithfulness and unity. And then finally, Psalm 134, a consecration or a blessing that comes. So these are six stations on the road to Jerusalem in these songs of ascent. And as I mentioned, I'm going to spend the next two chapels focusing on our theme for the National Convention, Psalm 121. So it is not only the Old Testament that talks about pilgrimage. It's also in the New Testament, and probably the key verse in the New Testament is Paul's book to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses parts from 12 and 14. Paul says, I press on this journey to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And some translations say the upward call. So it's a journey of ascent throughout our lives. And this was a picture I found online of a lot of people. I have no idea what that trail is. But a lot of people walking that upward trail. So what have some of the saints in the past said about this pilgrimage or life as a pilgrimage? Augustine said, we are travelers in this world. The road is narrow, but it leads to a spacious homeland. Augustine repeatedly describes believers as peregrini, resident aliens whose true citizenship is somewhere else. Gregory of Nyssa, the soul's true vision of God consists in this, that the one who looks up to God never ceases in that desire, in his writing called The Life of Moses. So for him, pilgrimage is unceasing ascent, always moving deeper into God by moving closer to God. And then finally, Thomas Aquinas, man is on the way to God as long as he lives in this world. So CMDA, the 2026 journey begins this week for us. in this new year. So again, going back to that first station, the call begins, interestingly enough, with lament. What does it mean to cry out to the Lord? And in Psalm 120, I took my troubles to the Lord. I cried out to him, and he answered my prayer. Rescue, there's a bad spelling error. Rescue me, O Lord, from liars and from all deceitful people. So I know there was some significant grief and heartache, lament in 2025 for many of us in the room. I know that we've had departments that have been let down by deceit and by a lying tongue. We've had families lose loved ones. We had the Lindbergh family lose Doug. And the list is pretty long of the things that we grieve over from 2025. The lesson from the 15 songs or Psalms of Ascent is that that lament can lead us to cry out to God. Another thought I had as I saw this man lamenting was the IMUS upgrade that we went through together toward the end of 2025 to cry out to the Lord. Right, Scott? Hopefully there's not been any liars or deceitful process in the people a part of that process. But the road to Jerusalem, the road to the presence of God, can indeed begin with a lament and a cry and a struggle and trouble in my life. I want us to take time on this next step because it's going to be the one that I land on the next couple of months. But learning dependence, a song of ascent, Psalm 121. Would you read this with me together, Psalm 121? I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. I'm going to be talking more about that in the next couple of months. The next station is shared purpose of these 15 psalms. Example here, Psalm 122, verses 1, 2, and 4. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And now here we are, standing inside your gates, O Jerusalem. All the tribes of Israel, the Lord's people, make their pilgrimage here. All the tribes of Israel make their pilgrimage here. You know your Old Testament. You know that the tribes didn't always get along. So imagine on that path, all the tribes mingling together with all of their problems. I mean, there are some really ugly, ugly things that happened in the book of Judges and otherwise between the tribes and the sort of inner fighting. But all the tribes of Israel make their pilgrimage here. No one is excluded. They come to give thanks to the name of the Lord as the law requires of Israel. So certainly there was a bit of legalism that they had to make this journey each year. And then most of these psalms are about faithfulness over time. And here are just some excerpts from 125:4. O Lord, do good to those who are good, whose hearts are in tune with you. Psalm 126, 5 and 6, those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They will weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. From Psalm 127, verses 3 to 5, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. My wife and I, Pam and I, used to sing a duet. We probably sang it 20 times. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children to us. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them as arrows. Psalm 128, 1 and 6. How joyful are those who fear the Lord, all who follow his ways. May you live to enjoy your grandchildren. May Israel have peace. So one of the things that I think has kept the nation of Israel intact over the centuries has been the incredible focus on family and chronicling family and keeping record of whose kids are whose and not losing track of that. The next stage, the next to last stage, is fruitfulness and unity. How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. Harmony, or unity, is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion, and there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting. The verse in the middle talks about oil dripping off of Aaron's beard, and that's how wonderful unity is. And clearly, on our journey in 2026 together, CMDA, as we promote our core values, just someone shout out our five core values. Anyone remember what they are? Joy, yeah, start with the last one, yep. Diversity, integrity, courage, and humility. Excellent, well done. So as we're on this path together, holding on to those values that we desire humility in the way we act toward one another, we want to express joy with one another. We don't necessarily always have to be happy, but the Holy Spirit's joy should characterize us, and that we express it. We don't keep that joy to ourselves, that we express what God is doing in our hearts. Unity is, as I mentioned, in the Old Testament and for Israel, was always a challenge, and it will always be a challenge for this ministry called CMDA. We have lots of flags that we raise, not tribes, but maybe kind of like tribes. We have ministry tribes, and so sometimes tribes hang out together, they sit together, they eat together at CMDA, and so we will always struggle just a little bit. It's a natural thing that has happened. I'm guessing it's been always the case where we have to work hard and be intentional to maintain and protect the unity at CMDA in 2026. The final stage is in the Psalms for these songs of ascent is the stage of consecration. Psalm 134, verses 1 to 3. And the other thing I like about these Psalms, several of them are just three or four verses. They're really easy if you decided to commit them to memory, to memorize a whole Psalm, because it's only three or four verses. Oh, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord here at CMDA. You who serve, some of you, like Jackie at night in the house of the Lord, lift your hands toward the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, who made heaven and earth, bless you from Jerusalem. From Jerusalem. I have to admit that I'm not really a city person. I was raised in central Indiana. In front of my house was a 1,000-acre cornfield, and my nearest neighbors were a half mile away. So put me in a city, a big, busy city, I don't feel comfortable. God sent me to work in southwestern Kenya. It was wonderful, out in the country with farmers. Whenever I went to Nairobi, I didn't like it. But here's the reality, friends. We're all heading on a journey to live forever in a city. City. You know, there are two brides in Revelation, right? There are two brides. The one bride, all of you sitting before me today, I trust are part of that bride, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ. But there's a second bride. The first bride's in Revelation 19, the wedding supper of the Lamb. The second bride is in Revelation chapter 21. Anyone want to know what that is? Any of you scholars? The new holy city. 12,000 stadia, length, width, and height. I looked that up this morning. A city that is 1,400 miles long, wide, and high. And I also looked up, like, what kind of national, kind of mileage marker would that be? That is half of the distance across the United States. So we are looking forward to the next to last chapter of the Bible, a city. So whether I like city life or not, the future and eternity is about one big honking city. The bride of Christ coming down from heaven, full of glory, shining like a jasper, like a very precious jewel. And so we are on pilgrimage, and our focus, I can be a little bit critical of the children of Israel, the Jews at the time when Jesus was born, that they didn't see the signs coming. We have a whole lot more going for us as to the new city and the journey, the city that we're headed for, where God will live among us someday. So we're not any different, really. We're on a journey. We are on a pilgrimage. Maybe we're not taking the 2 or 3 day journey through Israel up the Judean mountains, but we are on a pilgrimage to a Jerusalem, the new holy city. This thing about consecration, one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite books that is in my top three I recommend to students is the book by Oz Guinness, The Call. And Oz Guinness says that consecration is about everything I am, everything I do, and everything that I have invested in a special dynamism or power and devotion lived out in response to God's summons and service. The summary of these six stations of this whole Songs of Ascent, this climb to Jerusalem, an author summarized all 15 Psalms by saying this calling, this vocational calling to worship and to live for God is not a ladder to climb, but a road to walk, marked by trust, shaped in community. And of course, we have our local churches that we're all a part of. We have our family community, and we have our CMDA ministry community. And we have a massive community called CMDA Members and Ministry Partners, over 14,000 of those that we serve, Christian healthcare professionals across multiple disciplines, sustained by faithfulness. And a lot of the things that we do each and every day, attending to emails, making sure servers are working, social media posts, all kinds of things that each one of you do to make this ministry work, they may get rather routine and mundane day after day after day, but this is where the journey, this path toward Jerusalem puts us most of the time. And then finally, fulfilled in blessing.